We're doing the Nevi Yeshayah. We're up to what's called the 29th chapter, the 20th Pasuk. The Nevi had been describing that ultimately Hashem will reveal himself, and then the people who had repeatedly had faith in Hashem, so then they will be able to rejoice, and the people who had hitherto been the impoverished of mankind, they will take joy in the revelation of Hashem. Suddenly, they'll be proven to have been right and simply understood. This is the Jewish people. The commentaries learn it's the righteous among the Jewish people. So, as much as we've suffered throughout the years, the time will come when we'll be able to stand up and say, "Look, we've been right all along." Pasuk Chaf ki afes aritz. The powerful ones will cease to be in power. A face means to end, to cease. Aritz, the powerful ones will cease. Vechalaleitz, and also chala is like the word kilayon. The leitz, those that would mock, will also cease to be in power. Benichritu kol shokedei aven, and those who were quick to do evil, they will also be cut down. Shoked is like shaked. Shaked is the almond tree is called shaked because it's the quickest tree to ripen. So those that are shokedei aven, those that are quick to do evil, will also be cut down. Now the word shoked has dual meaning. Do you mind passing the ragalach back? Thank you. Shoked could mean those who are focused, those who do things with intent. So they're shoked aven, they're focused on doing evil. Or shoked could mean swift to do something. Pasuk chafalef. Machtiyei adam bidavar. Hashem will cut down those who cause others to sin with their spoken word. They are the false prophets. They were part of the problem in the period of the first temple. They'd mislead people. They tell them, just do what I say. We learned last night about those false prophets who would commit adultery and say that God told me to do so. This is all a way of curing you. So these false prophets were a terrible ill to society. Hashem says, I will cut down machti'ei adam, those that cause others to sin, but bidavau, with their spoken word, v'lamochiach bashar yikoshun, and the true prophet who's rebuking the people at the gates, they give him stumbling blocks, they cause him to fall. They say, don't worry about what he has to say, what does he know? You see, they were the ones who had Jeremiah thrown into the tar pit, they almost killed him. We'll see later on. We'll see stories as we continue. Vayatu vato tzadik. And they take righteous people, and with vain claims, they can just take away his property, make him lose in court cases. They come to the judge and they say, rule like I'm telling you. Don't worry, everything's going to be all right. Vayatu vato. And they were able to shift. Vayatu means to shift. Batou, with vain claims, with lies. Tzaddik, righteous people, had their property and their wealth and everything taken from them. And the false prophets were in cahoots with the false judges. Lachen, being that this is their behavior. So the word lachen has dual meaning in Tanakh. Lachen could mean therefore, like modern Hebrew. But lachen very often in Tanakh also means Hashem is taking a vow. Lachen very often is a term of a vow in heaven. Ko amar Adonai el Beit Yaakov asher pada et Avraham. So says Hashem to the house of Jacob. I, Hashem, who redeemed Avram from the burning fire, from the furnace, when Nimrod threw him into the furnace, lo ata yevosh Yaakov. Velo ata panav yechevaru. Yaakov will no longer have to be embarrassed. His face will no longer go ashen. כי בראותו ילדיו, מעשי ידי בקרבו יקדישו שמי. Because he will look at his children, and after I do this, and I cleanse the people of Israel, and I get rid of these sinners and these leaders who would misguide the people, he will no longer have to be embarrassed. He'll see his children who are sanctifying my name. Ve'et Elohei Yisrael ya'aritzu. The children that will be left will be children who praise Hashem, the God of Israel. Ve'yade'u to'ei ruach bina. And even the people who had erred until now, people who didn't understand that what they were doing was wrong, they too will now have understanding. Ve'roganim yilmedu lekach. Roganim are the people who perpetually complain. There are those people who don't move forward in life because they're busy complaining. There are people who don't move forward in their education, in their understanding, in their avodas Hashem, because they are roganim. So the Navi says, not only will those who are uneducated become educated, but also those who are complainers. So they too will be educated. And it's interesting that that's the concluding line here. It's as though that's the most difficult student is the complainer. Because if everything's wrong, it's too hot, it's too cold, the breakfast isn't good, my mom didn't get me the shirt I needed, everything's problematic, it's hard to teach a person. So, v'roganim, even those that are always complaining, yilmedu lekach. Now, roganim has a deeper meaning, that roganim are the people who have complaints against their creator. There are people who are not only dissatisfied with what their fellow man or their teacher is doing, but they're dissatisfied with the lot that heaven has given them. So they also have a hard time learning. Now in life, there's always room to expect more. There's always room to think, I wish I had more, and life could be better. We can always approach life that way, but that gets in the way of studying and growth. It gets in the way of learning. There's a beautiful saying, a famous saying, by Rav Kook. They print it up in many places. At Tzadikim HaTeorim, the pure righteous people, Einam kovlim al harisha. They don't spend their time complaining about wickedness. Ela mosifim tzedek. They add righteousness. Instead of complaining about what's missing, they add what's right to the world. Einam kovlim al haborut. They don't complain that there's so much lack of knowledge. Instead, they add knowledge. They don't complain about darkness. They add light, etc. That's a long statement by Rav Kook Zatzal, which we learned over here earlier in the year. We learned the whole piece, and it's a very important thought. So even those roganim, the Navi says, even those who were always busy complaining, they too will be yilmedu lekach, will learn the teachings of the Torah. Yes?
Are we supposed to assume that